welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSP. We're TLUSP!
Hello there. Welcome to the Level Up Show podcast. I'm hosting again for some reason. My name is Ralph. This is episode 322. Brian's here.
Not in school. Skipping
Derek's
school.
Derek's here. Yeah, Brian skipped school. Derek is in school.
I canceled school. I canceled school.
School was a victim of cancel culture.
Yes.
And I get it.
You know. It had to be done.
Yeah.
Somebody had to do it, and it was me.
Yeah, I can't believe you did that. But you did.
I'm sorry.
We all got to live with.
Had to do it. I'm just trying to help. Trying to heal America. Healing America. One canceled school at a time.
Yeah, give me a heal. Yeah.
Heal. Yeah.
How are the all of y'all?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. It's fucking hot. You know, it's that time of year where I told myself I wasn't going to turn the air on. And then yesterday it was 77 in my house, and I turned the air on because it was fucking hot.
My thermostat forced me to, because like I had like the higher threshold at 78, and
yep.
It went above it, so I just kicked on.
I hadn't really used the heat and cool option at the same time. I usually just do one or the other, and so I have my heat or my air set to 74, and it was 77 in the house. I'm just like, nope, weird. Turn this fucking thing on. I'm hot. You know, I have no problems opening the windows, but it was humid as fuck outside, so I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because of course we can't not have some fucking humidity and rain.
No,
and tomorrow.
Ooh, what's tomorrow?
It's the Midwest.
I think it's a scattered thunderstorm. I don't know if it'll be in your area, but we're supposed to get some rain.
Well, you know, it was in my area on Sunday. Was fucking golf ball and bigger size hail. Did you see any of these pictures at all?
No.
Oh my god.
Did it do any damage to your house?
It didn't do anything. Well, I mean, it did, but it didn't. Here is a picture that doesn't play on the internet. To anybody that listens to this show, you can tell. I mean, I got pretty large hands. That is a giant piece of ice. And that was 2 hours after the storm had come through, and I got home to check on it, and it was still that size. So, like, no broken windows. You know, my car wasn't here, so no dents or nothing like that, thankfully.
Yeah, so just the roof.
Yeah, and so I didn't climb up there to look, but there's, like, a couple pieces of the siding that are cracked. I don't know if I need to call an insurance adjuster for something as simple. There's like four or five pieces that are cracked. My gutter, though, which is already loose, did come all the way off. So I probably just need somebody to get up there and reattach it. But I don't think there's like literal structural damage. But I don't know. I don't fucking know how any of that works. So I might call an adjuster tomorrow and just say, hey, if you want to come look at it to make sure everything's cool, cool. If you don't. I'm ignorant. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think what they told me is like once you report it though, like then it's like documented, right?
So right. Like, it's an event. Damage, yeah.
Yeah. Then you either fix it now or
yeah, you're liable.
You can claim it again. Yeah.
You're liable.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No hail for you, Ryan.
No. I mean, we've had like little tiny hail that like melted right away. So like nothing serious. But, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing that crazy yet.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy I was not home.
Yeah. I mean, we had some hail a couple months ago. I was working. I knew it was coming, so I rushed to get back to the post office before it started hailing, and I just parked my vehicle in the basement, and then, you know, it's like these golf balls are falling from the sky. Like, wow, this is nice. But I survived. Regrettably. I mean, thankfully.
Thankfully.
You want to talk about the news?
Let's talk about the news!
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
There is news, I guess.
Yeah.
Diablo 4 is still coming out on 6/6/2023.
Yeah, we got a few years for that. I'm going to be one old motherfucker at that point.
There's going to be a battle pass. Wow, that's great.
Isn't that weird? I like, for some reason, I didn't realize that this was a thing, but they're doing the four seasons per year. First season's dropping in July. They're doing the, you know, the Fortnite. I say Fortnite because I feel like that's where all this stuff kind of started from, this battle pass thing. $10 like every other battle pass, $25 if you want, like, you know, immediately getting so many perks and so many tiers unlocked. And then certain emote, a special emote for buying that one. So, yeah, game comes out, you know, 6/6/23, and then, yeah, battle pass for Diablo. So if you think you're going to play Diablo that long, congratulations, buy the battle pass. But I don't feel like
one extra emote.
I don't, yeah, he got one emote for $25. Like, I just don't see why I mean, people do dumb things. So I shouldn't say this. I don't see why people would be apt to purchase this.
Well, and the game is $69.99, correct?
Correct.
So it's not free. So that's automatically like, well, I wouldn't buy it, but I'm cheap, so.
Sure.
You know.
I love Diablo, so I will buy it, but I'm definitely not buying a Battle Pass.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get Diablo 4, but not any Battle Pass stuff. Not even the $10 one.
Yeah, this seems weird to me, but this is where we are. This is the future. We finally got here. Okay. Disney Plus merging with Hulu. Is this a video game? What is this?
Sorry, I put this on here because I thought it was kind of nice that we're only going to, you know, have one thing to pay for instead of two. The ad-free subscription price will go to $10.99 a month, which is not that bad if you're paying for both Hulu and Disney Plus currently. But, yeah. Apparently, I forgot that Disney acquired Hulu 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
That was the thing that I just completely forgot about. So, by the end of the year, you know, you got HBO Max and Discovery Plus merging to one new application just called Max. And now we've got Disney Plus and Hulu jumbling together, which is great. Because, again, there's just too many streaming apps out there. So, I'm way into paying one price for two things.
Can watch Teen Mom and whatever else. Oh, I guess
The Last of Us.
I know it's a bunch of trash TV on Discovery Plus, but
Shark Week, man. I think that's the only thing.
Teen Mom would have been like MTV, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
MTV going to be on Discovery Plus.
I will tell you,
that's a Paramount joint, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Discovery Plus has a documentary series about this family who lives in Hannibal, which they live on my mail route, so it's pretty interesting.
That's weird. What the fuck?
Dude, if you well, are they, is it ongoing or is it over?
It's over. Their daughter went missing, and it was over 10 years ago. I'm not sure, but they were like documenting, trying to find her, and
yeah.
It takes some weird twists and turns. I've definitely talked to like three of the people who were in that.
Were you in the town when they were filming?
No, I would have been probably in Des Moines, actually.
Okay. I was going to say, like, you have to, like, try to dodge the B-roll so you're not in it.
No. Maybe. I'm not sure what it was, but, yeah, no. So that's the only thing I've ever watched on Discovery Plus. Okay. Well, I guess that's good. I don't know. We have Hulu, so maybe we'd watch something on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Hell yeah. I have both. So, I mean, save me money, please.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat 12.
That's a game.
Coming soon. Is this a reboot again? Because I thought I heard a rumor of that.
Well, so, like, 11 had all that weird time travel-y bullshit, right? Do you remember that at all?
I remember the plot being very bad, but maybe.
Well, yeah, like, old Liu Kang, old Sonya Blade, old Johnny Cage versus the old versions of them. She'd went back in time and brought them. So it was time fuckery going on with the main character. So I don't know. The teaser out there from Boone, from Ed Boone, co-creator of Mortal Kombat, the trailer is just a clock counting down to the number 12, and then it skips over and goes to 1. So I don't know what that means. It sounds like a reboot to me.
Wait, maybe this is a compilation including the newest one.
Hey,
I'm sure. not what it is.
Wouldn't that be like the next weird thing for everyone to like get rebooted is just all of the Mortal Kombat games in new generations?
Yeah, might as well. I mean,
I do feel like
Warner Brothers, right?
I feel like Mortal Kombat is a game that could lend itself to a standalone product with updated seasons or content. Like you could have one Mortal Kombat game where you could just then update it with new characters and new rosters and things like that. New story modes and things like that, a la a Destiny, and things like that. I think Mortal Kombat kind of lends itself, and all fighting games probably do. You know, obviously new engine tech and things of that nature are going to come out and you'll want to update then. But in the current climate that we're at, making one Mortal Kombat and doing a Smash Brothers Ultimate style Mortal Kombat doesn't sound too bad.
Like, I think that's what Killer Instinct was trying to do.
Yeah, that's true. Which failed.
It didn't go over so hot. I mean, it was kind of neat, but yeah. I would be surprised if that happened, because doesn't Warner also publish the, what's the Smash Brothers clone with the Scooby-Doo and the...
Morty. Yeah, Rick and Morty, Batman's in it. And it's coming out of beta, so they're giving everybody's, even remember.
Multiverses,
that's right. Yep, thank you. So, yeah, I could see something like that being in play.
Well, maybe we'll find out at this Microsoft Direct June 11th. I mean, we probably won't, but maybe.
It's very plausible. We talked last week ad nauseum about a very big rumor for PlayStation Plus coming in May. I'm sorry, for PlayStation, rather, coming in May, a big event towards the end of the month. One of the things that I saw floating around today, which I think has floated every fucking year, but this year especially, was that Bloodborne is coming to PC and PS5 with a 60 frames per second update, which excites me. Obviously, I like Bloodborne, and the fact that it never got put on PC seems weird to me. But and then obviously online just jumped all over the idea of Bloodborne 2, which I don't think is happening. But Bloodborne for PS5 and PC does make a lot of sense, so that could be happening.
It's a resolution boost.
Yeah, that'd be nice too. It's kind of chunky. The Microsoft thing, you know. What do you say about Microsoft that hasn't been said with the lack of big games that they've really put out or quality games that they've put out, you know? I don't know what they need to do or what they should be doing, because I'm not smart enough to tell them. But I'll tell you, it just doesn't feel like they're pumping out games right now that are worth anybody's time.
When was the last one? What did they come out with last year?
Halo?
Halo wasn't last year, was it?
Or was Halo 2? No. Halo might have been 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Probably.
that tells you right there. I have no idea. Let's pull this up here.
They probably put out a Horizon. A Forza Horizon or something like that. Or a Forza game or something.
Scalebound. I don't know.
yeah. Good callback.
Well, they would have had other games, but like when they bought Bethesda, there was already like some exclusive stuff in the works.
Here is your
Sony got Deathloop and Ghostwire.
How many games do you think Xbox Game Studios published last year?
I don't know.
Five.
Psychonauts, right?
Five. No, that was not the same. There, you did the same thing I did. That was 2 years ago. As Dusk Falls, that came out in July. This is a Forza Horizon.
I didn't know that was Xbox.
Yeah, as a Forza Horizon Hot Wheels thing, because Forza came out in 2020. Yeah, DLC. Grounded, Age of Empires 4, and Pentiment. That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
This year,
almost all did.
This year, you've had GoldenEye, Age of Empires 2, Forza DLC, Minecraft Legends, and now you're waiting on...
Spy Rush, right?
That wasn't them publishing it.
It had to be, right? Because don't they own the developer?
According to this, no, but...
Tango is owned by Bethesda, I thought.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with Tango. Yeah.
Why not? They also made Ghostwire...
No, ZeniMax, so that would be...
That's Bethesda.
But yeah, yeah, so they don't count that as, that counts as Bethesda publishing it apparently. But this is just a Wikipedia, so take that for what it is. But yeah, I mean, that nothing huge, right? Just nothing gargantuan that's saying, hey, look at our dick, it's so big. It's just like, oh, we put out these tiny games and, you know, COVID, right? COVID. So now you're waiting on the possible
reason why Hi-Fi Rush is not on PS5, and it's because
Microsoft, has a hand in it, right?
Yeah.
So Bethesda owned Tango Game Works, they bought them, and then Microsoft bought the Bethesda.
Right, so, correct. Yeah. So you're waiting on a Forza game. You're waiting on another Age of Empires game. But after that, like, you've got a bunch of TBAs, Avowed from Obsidian. You've got Everwild from Rare, Fable, Contraband from Avalanche, Perfect Dark, Project Mara, which is a Ninja Theory game, State of Decay 3, Outer Worlds 2, and then Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. I mean, these are all TBA. Like, plenty of those games, I mean, fuck, Everwild's been in development for God knows how long, right? 6 years?
I think it's been restarted at least once.
Yeah, so
I bet Hellblade comes out this year, I would say, because I thought it would get pretty close.
I would guess State of Decay 3 and Hellblade both come out this year. I don't even know that Everwild is going to be a thing anymore. And then Fable, like, again, a game that got fully shown when mid-pandemic, probably. Yeah, Yeah, no one remembers the pandemic. Yeah, the 2020 Perfect Dark, again, another game that I think got restarted.
Man, that seems like a bad idea to even do.
The whole reason why they bought Bethesda was to have games. I think if they just leave Bethesda alone, Bethesda is going to be putting stuff out.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like,
Deathloop, I would almost count like Deathloop and Ghostwire, just because, like,
sure,
I think the money for those is going to Microsoft, even though it's also on PlayStation. So I don't know, but like some of the games that they have put out from Bethesda, like Pentiment, I think that's how it's said, and Hi-Fi Rush, they just put it out there,
just dropped it. Yeah,
there was very little enthusiasm for any of that stuff. Right. It's like, oh yeah, this is on Game Pass, you can play it. We don't really want to explain to you what it is, but have fun.
I mean, so then you got Bethesda, who they own, right? Who doesn't? It's not listed on that Xbox quote unquote release stuff. Elder Scrolls 6, Fallout 5, Wolfenstein 3, Indiana Jones possibly, or Indiana Jones probably, Wolfenstein 3 possibly, and then Starfield obviously is coming out this fall.
But they also own Minecraft, so like they got to be making a lot of money off of Minecraft.
I'm sure they are, but that Minecraft game sucks. So,
I mean, and Legends came out on all the consoles too, so it's, I guess you could say it's not technically exclusive.
Yeah, but as like a reason to play on an Xbox, I don't know. Like, all their games come out on PC too. Like, there's no like real like console first game from them, where Sony has now started putting games out on PC, like, what, like 6 months, a year later?
If not like a little longer.
No, I heard that Last of Us version was very bad, but maybe they fixed it now.
That was kind of surprising. There were some weird graphical bugs on the PS5 version as well, so that weren't in the original or the remaster, so I thought that was kind of odd.
That is odd. The PlayStation Plus stuff has been announced for May. Is this true? We're in May. Does this add up? I'm just going to keep talking while you're chewing, and we're going to make it seem like I have things to say about this, which I clearly don't. Why am I even hosting this? I don't know.
I love this. Okay, yes. So I didn't see the Xbox One for the games of the month. It didn't seem like it was too hot, which is why I don't remember it. But May for the PlayStation Plus catalog, some decent games. Rift Apart, which Ralph and I both really loved. Ryan, I think you liked it, right? But not as much as Ralph and I did.
I don't know if I ever played it. That doesn't sound familiar.
Ratchet and Clank?
Oh, you said Rift Apart. So sorry. I was like, is this an indie game I don't know about?
No, Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart. My bad.
That game was good.
Watch Dogs Legion, which I never played. Humanity is that brand new game that CJ from P1 had been working on. It's like is it like a Lemming style or like a Pikmin style game kind of thing?
I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, I keep hearing CJ from Player One Podcast talking about it.
Dishonored 2 and Dishonored Death of an Outsider, Sukuna Rice of Ruin, or of Rice and Ruin, which Ralph, you played.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I couldn't finish it, but I liked it.
All three of the Tomb Raider, the newer Tomb Raider games are getting on there. Bus Simulator 21, which is sure. the Evil Within 2.
Outdated, but yes.
Right. Wolfenstein Youngblood, Thymesia, Rain World, Lake, which Ryan, you played and liked, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I can't imagine too many people are going to try that game out. But
Conan Exiles, Rune Factory 5, Story of Seasons, Soundfall, and then you've got classic games joining the classic catalog. Siphon Filter, Logan's Shadow, Blade Dancer, Lineage of Light, Pursuit Force, and Ghostbusters, the video game remastered. So, okay. Decent little list there, especially with the brand new Game of Humanity getting put on there, if anybody cares. That game does not look interesting to me, but maybe people care about it. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope it's good.
Yeah,
so too. Yeah, forget him. Okay, any other news? Because I don't really know. I thought we'd have some Tears of the Kingdom reviews.
No, tomorrow at 7 a.m. Thursday at 7 a.m. Wow. I looked it up earlier because I thought I'd wake up. I thought I'd wake up to reviews.
Man, all right.
So we won't know what our who's closest with my 94.
An extra $10 to get the reviews early.
You got to buy the battle pass to find out the review right now.
Yeah.
Don't give Metacritic that idea. That's a good one.
That is a pretty good idea. I should call him right now.
Metacritic Red. Let's do this. No ads.
Yep.
Early reviews.
Or all the reviews are posted the second they get put in the system. There's no other real news other than that it's Zelda week. How you guys feeling about Zelda week?
I'm ready.
I'm probably not going to play it right away. So I'll probably not know. I mean, I'll see the reviews, but that'll probably be it.
Not going to play it right at on release date?
But yeah, I don't think I'm going to. I'm going to try to finish some other games first. So I probably will not play Zelda right away.
Do you think there's anything that will influence you to jump into it anyway? Like, would the review score being like 99 make you play it?
No. I mean, that'd be crazy if it was. But
I know.
Yeah, I already think it's going to be like a 97. But,
right.
I just know it's going to be a long game. So, like, that was the same thing with, like, Harry Potter. Is like, I don't really feel like the urge to go out and buy it because I know it's going to be a longer game.
Sure.
So, if it was shorter and cheaper, maybe.
Right. But, unfortunately not.
Maybe. And I'm also thinking maybe I'll get it at what it should actually have been priced at. So that's 70.
Yeah, good luck. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe somebody will have like Target. Well, does Target already have like a $10 thing for that? Or is that was just Jedi Survivor?
Target, right, Ralph?
Yeah, Jedi, whatever the subtitle was for that. Was it Jedi Survivor?
Jedi Survivor, yeah.
Well, like Star Wars Jedi colon Survivor.
Right.
Star colon Wars semicolon Jedi Survivor.
They should start putting semicolons in there. Oh, there's got to be some game that's got a semicolon in the title.
The next I have a couple. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Death End Request.
I mean, I can put
Chaos, Head, Noah.
You have a game right here that's got a colon in it.
No, semicolon.
Oh, not a semicolon. Oh, yeah, semicolon, yeah.
Yeah.
You keep changing the name of these games I'm playing. I'm not going to.
You didn't play Getsuma Fukmiden? That's not the guess. Okay, sorry.
We could talk about what we played, I guess. I'll go ahead and talk about that if you want.
Yeah, why don't you? Tell me about Fukmiden.
What is it that you have been playing? Lay.
Getsu Fumiden Undying Moon for the Nintendo Switch. So this is dumb, but Limited Run and Konami put out a physical version for pre-order. So I pre-ordered Konami's version because I thought the cover was cooler and I like Konami better than Limited Run, but they're both not great companies really. And I was like, I'm probably going to hate this. I should just go ahead and buy the digital version, see if it's any good, even though I just bought it physically. this game's pretty awesome. I'm pretty happy with it. It's sort of like Dead Cells, I guess. It's like a roguelite, side-scrolling. You start with a sword, but you can pick up like a whip, so give you that Castlevania vibe if you want. And then like you can even find like a musket or like bow and arrow. So, you know, you're just like trying to collect resources and not die. And then just like try to hold on to your resources to level yourself up with permanent upgrades and just keep trying. Like, it looks really neat. Like, I'm kind of impressed. I didn't know if it'd be any good, but that didn't stop me from buying it twice.
How much more expensive was the physical version than the digital one?
Like $15. So it ended up being like 40 for the physical. Digital was like, I added a couple or some points to get it a little cheaper on Switch. Yeah. So Getsu Fuma, let's see, what was it called? There was a Famicom game called Getsu Fuma, maybe it was Den. I don't remember now.
D and Den, back on the Super Nintendo?
Famicom. Famicom, so sorry, Japanese,
yep.
Nintendo.
Yep.
So this is, I don't know if it's like a continuation of it, I'm not really sure, but I was looking up some gameplay of that, and like that game looks all right. And apparently the physical version has that Famicom game with it, so that's kind of neat.
That's all right, yeah.
But it's not translated into English, but whatever.
You know Japanese, though, it's fine.
I know where the buttons are that are on the controller. And
hey.
Some combination of them will help me get farther.
Damn right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I like that. I don't know. Like, basically, I was playing a bunch of games that I was hating, and I was like, I should just go ahead and try to play this Getsu Fuma Den. And it was a swing, and I hit.
Add it to the list. Good. Add it to the list of games that you like this year.
It didn't come out this year, though. That's the problem.
But, shit. Could be best game of last year.
It came out in, like, 21, I think.
This says February 22.
Okay, 22. Yep. Yeah. Pretty good.
Hell yeah.
I finally got mail Xenocrisis for the Nintendo 64, which I have the box right here.
That's a good box.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a manual. Like, it's... They went all out.
They did, yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Looks pretty legit.
I even got a code. I don't know if anybody would want it to download an N64 ROM, and an EverDrive copy. I don't exactly know how the EverDrive works, but it would, if you had an N64 EverDrive, which accepts, I'm probably gonna get this wrong. I think they accept like SD cards, and it would read them and then play it. You'd be able to play it on the actual hardware. So I don't know, I could do that, but I don't really have to because I have the cartridge.
Sure.
But it's neat they sent me those, because it was like, you have an email with free downloads, and I was like, this sounds like a virus. And then that it was N64 ROM.
Sometimes the things that sound like viruses are not viruses, though. Every now and again,
it's rare.
It is very rare, you know. That's true, you're right.
Xenocrisis is still great. Plays great on N64. Looks really nice. I'm sure it's like got a lot more going on in that cartridge than a regular N64 game.
Oh, sure.
But they ported Xenocrisis to the Genesis and Mega Drive before. So I guess I don't really know. I would never be smart enough to figure that out. But it's fun. That's a great game. Played on whatever console. It's available on like everything now.
I was going to say, that game came out a few years back, right?
Yeah, it's been on Switch for years and PS4 and whatever, Xbox, but they had a GameCube version also, but you had to have like a modded GameCube to run it. And I was like, I don't know why I would do that.
No. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
This cartridge goes right in, plays.
Shove it in and play. Cool. Fuck yeah.
All in. I played a little Bayonetta Origins, Teresa and the Lost Demon. I played at least an hour of it.
You talked about it last week. Yeah, you talked about it last week that you were going to get it, or you thought about getting it, and then you sent us a picture like half a day later saying, nope, it's here.
Yeah, I definitely bought it during that podcast. It's pretty neat, but it's like you control Sereza, aka Bayonetta, with the left stick and the demon with the right stick. And like you're basically having one person do one thing and then the other do another to solve a puzzle. And like it's neat. It looks pretty cool, but it's like I don't know.
Breaks your brain.
I could probably learn to play it, but I don't know. I gave up already.
You said you get rid of it.
I already broke even with it on Mercari, so I have to get that. Yeah.
Out of here.
Yeah, like I don't belong on it. Harvestella, tried playing that for a little while. I was like, nope. We made a little on a Harvestella. No, like that combat in that game is not good at all. It's like it felt bad. It's like I can't do this. Why did I buy this? I don't know. I forgot I played Wanted Dead for about 30 seconds.
Did it break your system?
No, I got through the tutorial and then it was getting real violent and bloody, and my daughter was there.
That makes sense.
And I haven't got that game. Feels like a very PS3/360 game on my PS5, and that so far seems fine. I mean,
I think Dead Island 2 would feel like that too.
Yeah, probably. The tutorial, you know, that was fine. So that's about all I can tell you.
What was it like? As bad as Earthblood was, like that kind of jank, or worse? I know you didn't play a ton of Earthblood, but
it didn't feel. Just doesn't feel janky to me at all. It just feels like it's made like one of those games. Like it's like a cover shooter, or it could be like a straight up action game if you want, like pull out your sword and do that kind of stuff. But yeah, like it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of like progression systems going on. I mean, there could be, but I don't know. This is supposed to be ridiculous and supposed to have like silly mini games. I don't know. I probably will regret it. So,
hell yeah.
And you'll get it in the mail.
Yeah.
If you want it.
I can't wait to play it.
Okay. Well, can you wait to play more Star Wars Jedi Survivor?
I could. I don't know that I would, but I could wait, I guess. I don't know that my opinions have really changed a bunch from last week about Star Wars Jedi Survivor. I still get really frustrated about little things in that game. I still think the map is fucking atrocious. I don't think the platforming is all that outstanding. I did hit a really fucking cool set piece though, that was well worth the price of admission. It was very fun. And I was like, okay, more of this and less of like trying to figure out these puzzles that don't need to be here. I definitely, like earlier my game froze. You know, there was a 27 gigabyte patch yesterday. My game froze after that happened when I played it today, and I lost, you know, 25, 30 minutes of progress. It wasn't crazy, but I was just like, are you kidding me still? Are you fucking kidding me? So yeah, I get more abilities. I will say, and I think we probably said this for a long time about most open world games, right? It's, don't get sidetracked. Just play the story for a little while, because as hard as that is in open world games, it is way more rewarding because, and again, maybe this is a conversation piece, and I don't want you guys to tell me how dumb I am for even saying this out loud. I'm kind of over that everything has to be Castlevania. I'm over the idea that everything has to have this, let's go backtrack every fucking in every game. Like, we're just going to fluff it out by not giving you an ability up front to where you then have to go back multiple times to the same area to get different collectibles. And the shitty part is, in Star Wars, your collectibles are either colors of your lightsaber or clothes, and an outfit, lightsaber pieces, blaster pieces, or styles of hair and facial hair. That's it. Like, there's no real, I mean, there's force and health upgrades, but there's no real reason, if you put that game on easy or story mode, that you probably need any of that shit anyway. And so the idea that you're going to send me back to these places multiple fucking times because you're not going to give me these abilities up front, and then I got to remember how to navigate the shitty fucking map to get back there in the first place, it's so infuriating to me. I can't even deal with it. It's so annoying to me.
You get the achievements, though.
Oh God, it's the only thing. There's, I haven't even heard an achievement pop. I heard more achievements pop in the 2 hours of Redfall than I have my the entire time of Jedi Survivor. Dude,
Redfall is popping they're, like crazy.
They just fucking achievement. Throw them, and they're like, "You started the game. Here's four fucking achievements." They're just happy you're here.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
So yeah.
I mean, if you're like, I'm totally down. Like, I love a game that can do that well, where it's, you know, like
the backtracking.
Like, I see, like, this, I can't get in, or like, whatever. Like, oh, if I only had a double jump, I'd get up there. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, once I get that, I get excited because I remember, sure. like, oh, I can go there. Like, some games do that very poorly.
Hollow Knight did it phenomenally well. And I mean, and yeah, that's like, that's high praise for me, as you know.
Yeah, because that game doesn't have a map that you can find.
Yeah, well, I did find it the second time, thankfully. But, I mean, even Hollow Knight's map, which I hated, it was more easily navigable than what I'm dealing with here in Jedi Survivor. And it's fucking infuriating to me. I just... And that's the problem. It's not necessarily the backtracking. It's the navigating to where I want to go to do these things. Because I'm just, Tony said this, it's a completionist wet dream and nightmare, because the idea of doing all this stuff is cool, and the idea of navigating to do all of it is not fun. I don't find it fun. So it's a big struggle for me. So
it's like DLC where it's like pay $5 and then you just point at the map and you'll go there.
If there was a thing in the game that just showed me all of the things, and I could just navigate it a little bit more, like all of the icons, and I could just pick and choose what I wanted to look at, way easier. But there's not. There's just like, hey, this is red, which means you can't go there now. This is yellow. This is green. Like, okay, that's helpful to a degree, but then there's angles to it, and maybe I fast traveled to the wrong spot, and then, oh, you fast traveled here, but really you needed to fast travel over here, and then you got to run through half the level to get... It's just like, fucking come on, man. Like, all for me to go there, and it's like, you've got Coruscant yellow. It's like, what a fucking waste of my time. Ugh. Make my fucking lightsaber look yellow. This is fun. So yeah, like, that is a game where... swinging piss,
make just, the color yellow,
just swinging piss. Well, you can make the hilts and all that stuff yellow. You can choose your lightsaber color, obviously, which mine is still purple for Donatello, because I'm rocking the double sided still. What's that?
Mace Windu,
Mace Windu. Yeah. Yep. Mace Windu is definitely the inspiration, but since I'm using the double sided, it feels like I'm using a bow staff, and so I'm like, fucking Donatello, bitch. What's up?
Yeah,
it's cool. Okay.
That checks out.
So yeah, there's definitely some cool set pieces. I'm going to keep focusing on just playing the story, I think, and trying to not get too sidetracked. I don't know. The game is just kind of fine. Like, I'm enjoying my time with it for the most part, but there's just things that annoy the fuck out of me about it. It's kind of like how I felt about Horizon 2, right? It just felt like a good game, but there's just too much shit going on, and I don't know that I care. I don't know that I care about the main story, let alone all the extra bullshit Horizon gave me.
If the main character kissed a dude.
Dude on dude, gay entertainment? Is that what we're talking about? Dodge?
That's what happened on Horizon.
I mean, I'm in. Like, well, sure, dude. Equal opportunity kissing in this department. I don't care.
What if the dude was a robot?
Ooh, this is getting steamy. Can I play some hot music while it's happening?
You can play whatever you want.
Put a little Al Green on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably want some Kenny G for that.
You know? Ooh, I bet your dad's got a Kenny G album down there in the stack. I bet he does. Smooth with the ladies.
Okay. So
what's Star Wars music like?
It's Star Wars music. The Cantina band. The Cantina band, yeah. And it's way more atmospheric than anything. I think, they said in the reviews it was like an Uncharted, and I do agree there. Like, there's just a lot of Uncharted vibes from it. There is some God of War DNA in that game, though, you know, which makes sense with Stig being the guy that directed God of War 3. There's definitely some God of War elements to what is happening, so there's that, too. So, I don't know. I'm hoping it continues to pick up story-wise. There's a lot going on, and I don't know that I love all of it, so...
Would you have rather they made a Titanfall game?
Yes.
Okay.
Those don't sell very well, though.
Yeah. But yes, I would have rather.
Can't they just like put Star Wars : Titanfall? Like, why not? And just
right,
just like say like, wait, that mech's got
robot stuff, right?
That mech shot first, you know, whatever. It's a Star Wars.
This big mech can wall run like a badass, and he shot first.
Yeah.
Scallywag. Scoundrel. That's what it is, scoundrel.
Well, then they could release the special edition movies again, except this time put in Titanfall characters.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely, that would be fine. You got to put them out on VHS only, though. Only VHS.
I mean, I think about digging out my VCR pretty much all the time. Yep. So
why not? Hell yeah.
I got to watch Donkey Kong Country Super Nintendo tape.
Hey, there you go.
Making of, I got it at Goodwill. That's pretty good.
Hell yeah. I got Land Before Time downstairs if you want to get crazy.
Man, yeah. I remember hitting that up as a child.
Absolutely.
Forget all their names. But
you have a copy of Speed?
I'm sure there's a copy of Speed down there, yeah.
It's probably like 10, yeah.
Rockadoodle. Got my copy of Rockadoodle downstairs.
What about Rover Dangerfield? How do you feel about that?
I don't think I know any Rover Dangerfield. You know, Kelly the 911 dog? What do you know about Kelly the 911 dog?
Sounds serious. I don't know that.
Probably dead.
It's probably dead. It's a golden retriever. Yeah. Ooh.
That's not what that means.
Whoops. Yeah, that's Jedi Survivor, though.
So Redfall, you both played it.
Ryan, I did not choose Jacob. I chose Remy, the lady with the robot, with the robot Coast Guard lady. I can honestly tell you, this game is bad.
Not a good game.
It's not a good game.
I keep playing it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Like I've got it set on easy, but it's pretty easy. Like, you shoot him.
You could switch difficulty.
Yeah, right at the beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
right at the beginning of the game, you host it or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you shoot him, you stab him, you shoot him in the face, you pick. I mean, this is garbage, the video game, though. Like, they just want you to pick up all of the garbage on the ground.
It's not even clear that you're, like,
doing anything with it.
No, like, when you aim and you shoot, it's not even, like, clear that you're, like, aiming at the person, but sometimes you hit.
Aiming is awful. Everything moves too. I mean, I could turn it down, I'm sure, but everything moves super fast. You're picking up there's so much trash you're picking up. It's insane to me the amount of trash.
Well, you can salvage it before you even pick it up. Just look at it and salvage immediately.
I'm just mashing buttons to just get rid of it, you know? Yeah. This feels, as far as like the game loop, it very much reminds me of, we just talked about it, the Tango game.
Ghostwire,
yeah. Like, the world isn't super filled with people. There is a fog of which you can't really go through in certain spots.
No,
which,
it is filled with people. They're just all shooting at you.
Well, yeah, okay, fair. So, kind of like, you know, Ghostwire in that regard, there's the loop of just grabbing missions and going, and, you know, it's not sectioned out like Ghostwire is necessarily, but it's just, you go to your main hub, or at least for now the main hub, which is the firehouse. You do your missions, you go out, you do the missions, you fast travel right back there, grab another mission, and you keep going. They have to do like random side missions. It just feels uninspired as fuck.
Yeah. There's two maps. I'm done with the first map. It's also kind of weird too, like, cause like there's, you did the main missions and your last missions, like, leave this map and they tell you can't come back. So I thought that was pretty strange. Cause like in most games you can just go back if you want and clean up whatever you didn't do. Cause they have like this, some, I don't even what you call it, but it's some collectible where there's like 100 of them. And I didn't go look for all of them. I just picked them up when I saw them. So I'm sure there's a ton of those in that first map that I just didn't pick up. And there's no way I'm going to play this game again if I finish it. I don't know. Maybe they're going to remake this game in like 5 years, 10 years. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Redfall 2 is in development right now.
You think that game is already canceled?
Yeah. That game was long canceled.
You guys tried it. Done. Yeah. Canceled.
Yeah. We're not doing more of this.
Microsoft will bring it back 20 years later and cancel it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know, like, the game doesn't seem fun. Like I don't like, there's a loop there of just doing missions and leaving. I skipped all the dialogue. The characters aren't interesting. You don't move at a super duper fast pace. But there's health every, like, I don't feel
like super infinite sprint. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Just like, you're just moving constantly. Yeah. And that's why it's just like, you climb, the mantling's pretty good. I mean, you're just swapping weapons and blasting dudes and vampires, and then you're stabbing them in the chest or lighting them on fire. I mean, you got a flare gun, you shoot the vampire, you shoot the fuck out of it, it burns to death, or vice versa. You shoot it first, then you shoot the flare gun at it. Like, the loop is easy enough. And that's where it's like, it reminds me a little bit of Ghostwire, where you get into an encounter, you handle it, and you move on to your next mission, right? There isn't a lot of filler in between there.
Built for multiplayer though, because like especially in the second map, like the humans are pretty easy to deal with, but the like if there's a group of vampires, it's kind of rough. But like, it seems like for most of the vampires, especially if there's only one of them, is you just kind of like run around in the circle
and chip away at it and stab it. Yeah, I don't see that this game is all that inspired. It feels very like rushed. Again, getting to the safe house and going around talking to everybody, and they're just like, what?
I wish it had like a day night cycle where there were no like vampires, because like, it's more fun to just kind of run around the city than it is to like engage in any of the combat.
When I was doing one of the missions, it was daylight, and I'm like, oh, this actually looks kind of nice. Like, it's kind of fun to be out here in the broad daylight, you know, and then right back to nightfall.
There's still vampires out there.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's still vampires out during the day.
Oh, is there? So, yeah. Oh, it's because they blocked out the sun.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, the whole like concept of like, there's no sun, but it's still light out, and then like the sea is still like that. You just see like
it's all like pushed back. Yeah,
aren't moving.
Yeah, it's super fucking weird. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not very clear.
It isn't, and it's also not all that fun, in my opinion. So, I did play it. I think I'll maybe play a little bit more of it just to give it. It's what you know. What for?
Not very long.
But I put like 2 hours into it tonight before we did the show, so I could check it off my Surmise the Score bucket list to say I played it.
You couldn't get Tony to play with you?
Yeah, no, he's very much like, he looks at reviews and online discourse and usually lets that inform a lot of his decision with stuff like that. So he saw that game was getting absolutely terrorized and said, nope, not playing that. So I can't really blame him necessarily, but
sometimes it's like a car wreck, though. You have
to. It's kind of That's kind of what I'm at. It's like sometimes it's so bad you got to look at it. So
yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know if it can really get any better. Like, performance can get better, but like in terms of what you're doing,
it's
like,
just not fun.
It's not very exciting.
Well, like I said, Ghostwire. Like, I'm not saying Ghostwire was the most fun game of all time, but it was just like a good loop and it felt good to play. Where this just doesn't. I'm not having a good time with what I'm doing.
So. Yeah, Ghostwire definitely felt finished.
Yes, it did.
And it was like, it's like the opposite. Like, this game's only like maybe like 12, 14 hours long, so it's not very long. Where Ghostwire, especially if you wanted to do everything, it was like over 50 hours.
Oh, yeah, 40, 50 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's everything I've played. I've not really fucked with anything else. That I can think. I mean, you know, Destiny, Fortnite, with some Star Wars stuff for May the 4th this last week, but nothing crazy. Played a little Uno, you know, the basics.
Okay. Well, Ryan, you didn't play anything else?
Well, I guess I did forget. Like, I did play like a couple chapters in Bayonetta 3, and I think I'm still pretty far away from finishing that game. So. Nothing really changed there. It just seemed like I kind of just decided I'm not going to do any of the side stuff. So abandon all that and hoping I don't need any like extra power-ups from side stuff later on. But because there's too much, I just kind of like click the thing that tells me where to go next and I just follow that instead of like exploring.
Okay. And you have some kaiju fighting going on?
Yeah, every once in a while, some of that stuff is pretty annoying. Like they'll mix it up where like they'll have like, you got this bird that's got to blow some wind to solve some like real simple puzzle, and then the bird can also like carry stuff, so sometimes you have the bird carrying stuff for you. So like all those parts I dread because the controls are not very good for that. But yeah, they try to mix it up, and then there's a bunch of different bayonetas across different universes that you encounter, and they all seem to be dying. So I don't know if any of you guys made it that far, but
I certainly did not.
Yeah. So I don't know how to, I'm sure everything's going to resolve itself in the end.
Okay. We're going to have to get an origin story at the end. It sounds like
the one you just sold.
Yeah.
maybe I'm the one that bought it from you. Is it going to Iowa?
I don't think so. Most stuff I sell goes to California, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we could surmise scores.
Yeah, I think so. I was gonna bring up the idea of doing kind of a let's look at the rest of the year, but I think we should probably wait for both these possible Nintendo and PlayStation and Microsoft announcements to kind of see what the rest of the year is going to look like. So maybe
PlayStation one's tomorrow, right?
No, they haven't even announced it yet, but it's supposedly May 25th. June 11th is Microsoft's, but May 25th was the rumored date for PlayStation's.
The leaks are just happening now already.
Yeah. Month ahead of time.
So closer to the actual. I assumed it was tomorrow since the leaks were happening, but
yeah, I wish that'd be so nice.
Well, Microsoft's just announcing that they're dead. No more Game Pass. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. Only Notepad.
I mean, for the longest time, they were just riding Halo and Gears, and then they rode them into the ground.
Yes, those horses are dead.
Nobody's excited for a Gears game. Nobody's excited for a Halo game. Like, you need something else.
Scalebound.
Bring it back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Survive Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Survive Score. Everyone survives a score.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this thrilling season, which still hasn't ended, whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list, which is powered by the sun. many moons ago, we surmised the score for everyone's hottest game that they're still playing. I can't believe we hadn't went over this. Splatoon 3.
Wow, that is years ago.
It was like last September.
I know.
83 out of 100. Okay. So let's see. Coming in second, forgot to do math here, with a guess of 77 was Ralph.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Back to back weeks. I feel it coming.
Nailing it with a guess of 82 was Derek.
Oh shit, sorry Ryan.
Sorry about your guess of 75.
You have made 35?
75.
Oh, 75.
I was like, I don't think I guessed that well.
Pick a game from your backlog list.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hold on.
adding some games, yeah.
And then Alone in the Dark, the new Nightmare on the Game Boy Color.
Yep,
right. Put that on there.
Oh, no, I tried that. A little bit of a
sure you did. Here. Sure you did, yeah.
Yeah, we all tried it, sure.
Just add one. I don't know what else to add.
But. Okay, let's see here. Your list is not the best currently.
yeah.
Let's see. I want a game that isn't going to take you long because I don't think you're actually going to stick with playing it, obviously. So what is, I don't even know what PN03 is. What is PN03? Penis 3? PN03.
Well, I mean, it's on the GameCube. So, and that's one of the, what was it, Capcom? Is it?
Yeah.
Was it 5 or 4? I don't know. Some number of Capcom games that were exclusive to the GameCube, at least temporarily.
Studio the Capcom 5.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't remember how many there were.
And that one was not a banger. Piano cool.
Piano 3, beautiful
not get reviewed well.
Beautiful Joe, Dead Phoenix, RE4, and Killer 7.
Dead Phoenix. I don't even know what that is.
It's not even on Wikipedia. You can't even look at it. So
that's what also count. They don't also count the Resident Evil Zero and the remake of Resident Evil.
Not on that, apparently.
Because those were exclusives.
Yeah.
But I think that was also part of the Capcom agreement.
Nope. But. Guess not. So yeah, a game that I think you could play and stop playing pretty quick would be P&O 3 for the GameCube. So that is the game I want you to play.
Yeah, it says it's 6 hours, but like I'm guessing that game is not going to control very well. Oh, so it's going to be a rough 6 hours.
I'm guessing you're going to play it for all of about 35 minutes. So we'll see what happens.
Killer 7 was pretty freaking rough. That was not a fun game to go back and play. But my GameCube is hooked up.
Good.
And it is ready to go.
Yeah, you knew.
I must have. Or he knew. He saw it in the future.
One of y'all knew.
Yeah. Cheating. We're cheating right now, Ralph. We knew the deal.
I tested that game. So there's a chance that game might not work. But hopefully I tested it.
Well, if it doesn't, then you can throw on Folklore.
What about Dredge? Okay, Folklore.
I'm waiting to open that game because, like, that was the game I was thinking of last week where I was wanting a game to... There was two games that I wanted to come to Game Pass that aren't. One was Dredge, and one was the Yakuza, like, a Dragon, like, Ishin game or whatever.
Yeah.
I wanted both of those with Game Pass, but neither one of them have. So I was hoping Dredge would, so I wouldn't have to open my PS5 copy. But
just keep waiting. It'll pop out eventually, I'm sure.
Dredge developers announced a roadmap, so you got DLC coming for a year. Enjoy that.
That's crazy. Oh, I'm excited to check that game out.
Is it free?
I don't know. I don't remember. Some of it might have been. Yeah, it's probably Battle Pass. Yeah, that game looks neat. Like, I don't know why I would personally like it.
Yeah, that's why I downloaded that demo, but I've not played it, but yeah.
I did think about putting Dredge on that list, but I didn't put it on there because I was hoping to go to Game Pass.
Right. But.
Okay. You could just download the demo and play it.
That's true.
And then you wouldn't have to open
it. Yeah, it's true. I'll just pretend I opened it, but I actually just played the demo.
Hey, you know, you could pretend, you could have pretended you played Redfall and I wouldn't have known any different.
Yeah, I mean, I could have just watched some people play it. I mean, I haven't even watched anybody play that game. I've watched like some like preview footage of it. And none of that sounded good. But I don't know. It's a little bit different when you actually play it and realize just how bad it is.
Yeah, I won't find out, but I will find out what the score is for the Lord of the Rings Gollum.
Oh man, that game's coming out. Holy shit.
I think year it's, of the shit games.
May 25th, I think it's what it said. Derek, you won.
You're the Gollum expert. Hello. I do like Gollum, sure. He's fine. Boy, I don't foresee this game getting good reviews. I'm going to go with it might be time for it. It's been a little while, I feel like, since I've dropped it. I think it's a double John Elway is what I'm going to go with.
It's not a bad score.
No, it's not a bad score, but I'm trying to hedge my bets here. Like, I don't think the game's going to be very good, but it might get decently reviewed because the last preview that I read was like, hey, this game's better than we all thought it was going to be.
Oh, I read some preview that was like, yeah, this tutorial is not fun at all, so I can't imagine the actual game's fun.
Well, hopefully I'm right, but I could imagine that you probably are.
That may have been the Switch version also, which the Switch version got delayed. Yeah, and I can
see
that.
We know that's going to be bad, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the good old 69.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. That's what I was going
to
pick.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Ryan, how do you feel? You could go 69 or so if you want. We could both make Derek play two games.
Tag Team 69, let's go.
The blood relative.
You never go double 69. I'll do 68.
68. Okay. At the bottom.
Power.
Yeah. Well.
Power bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking right.
That's what Jackson Mahomes tried to do. He tried to do double 69.
Oh boy, what a shitbag that guy is! I fucking cannot stand that dude.
Man, yeah, wow.
Stupid, absolutely stupid.
Yes. Well, let's see. What are y'all looking forward to, Derek? I know what you're not looking forward to. What else are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to seeing what the scores for that game is going to be tomorrow. Really looking forward to what that score is going to be. I honestly am. You know me. I won't get FOMO. I won't get FOMO because I just don't give a fuck about those games. But I would like to watch people play that game because it seems like a game that I would enjoy watching being played, right? Not for me, but...
What if in the review it says that you can that the weapons are not breakable or that you can turn that off?
I know they're breakable, so this is not a thing. But if it wasn't breakable and there was no stamina bar and there was a waypoint for everything, I'm in.
I don't know about this fuse system. I don't know if that's trying to circumnavigate. That's not the right word.
Circumvent.
circumvent the breakingness of. Weapons. I don't know. I actually haven't like watched much about this or read.
I don't believe so. I think it's just more about being creative. I think that's more the thing.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see the scores for those games. I the collector's edition's on its way. No, I'm just kidding. I bought the
mock me.
That was
along with the OLED.
That was what we said at the end of the podcast last week. Is that I bought the OLED and the collector's edition and didn't tell you.
It's also wow.
So I'm just gonna keep chipping away at Star Wars. Like, there's just not a lot that I'm necessarily looking forward to. The end of this season of Destiny is almost over, so I am looking forward to what that looks like and when the reset happens. I still think
Xbox One S.
No, that is over at the Coconuts.
I was going to say you could play the Xbox One S version of Hogwarts.
I could tell the kids, yeah. Download it and check it out. No, I don't need to do that at all ever again. I've got I literally have like a stack of games next to where I sit and play games that are games I've not played or touched or maybe even opened. I've got so many games. So I have no reason to complain about needing more things to play, but like I'm always looking for that next hit, you know what I mean? Just like a fucking drug. I just got to buy the video game and then own it and then never play it. So
I'm Destiny.
Yeah. And then just keep playing Destiny. That's all I do. five hours of Destiny a week. 5 hours of Destiny a day. I mean,
like my main focus for like the last couple of months is like to not get very excited about anything coming out. Cause I need to not buy games as often. Cause they just piss me off. Sure. Which Zelda very well could, but I'm trying to just like make room for it because it's like then I'll like I'm on vacation next week. That game's gonna hold its value. Like, there's no reason for me to just play it for like an hour and quit it out.
I don't want to be a pessimist here, but the thing I'm most excited about is to hopefully hear some absolute rage stories coming out of you next week about this game and for you to tell me you got rid of it already. Oh man, I know that's not going to happen, but boy, that would really make me happy if you just came on the podcast next week and shit on that game.
I mean, I don't think I did that to Breath of the Wild.
You didn't. You were very, very amicable about just being like, it's not for you.
I like the game. It's just like, it's hard to get, I don't know. I should have like spent more time trying to figure out where I needed to go and like use guides and stuff. Cause I feel like I would have had a better time and maybe have actually finished it, but now it's been so long.
No point.
It's like, I don't want to try to figure all that out again.
Nope. Gotta wait for the remaster.
Yeah.
The next Switch.
You can unlock it in this game.
Hey, Tears of the Kingdom's only like 14.8 gigs.
Hey, there you go.
So that's kind of nuts, but I don't know what Nintendo's doing with all that compression.
There's not much coming out. Like that Warhammer game might be a banger later.
Yeah, Bolt Gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for me anyway. That's what I got.
Ryan, what about you?
I don't know. Like, I'm not. I do want to play Zelda at some point. I don't necessarily want to play it on Friday, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I kind of like, I put Yakuza 5 on there because I've had like a strong urge to play the only one I haven't finished, other than that new one that just came out, that remaster that just came out. So I don't know. I also need to finish Cyberpunk, but I'm kind of delaying it. I did finish that book though, that Ubix book.
How was it?
It was good, but the story just it went in a different direction than I thought. But okay. It did take place in some of it in Des Moines. It wasn't a real version of Des Moines, but yeah, it was in Des Moines, a 1939 version of Des Moines.
Okay.
That didn't actually exist.
So that's like a full-on novel, right?
It's like a little over 200 pages.
Yeah. Okay, so didn't Philip K. Dick, was he mostly known for like short stories or no?
I don't know how many short stories he wrote. I think he did write a lot of short stories. All the books, because I've read that Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep and Ubix, and then I read part of A Scanner Darkly, but I don't think I finished it. But I don't think any of the books that I have of his are long. So
okay.
I'd have to double check to see if Scanner Darkly is over 300 pages, but most of them are pretty short. Yeah. So
okay. Yeah, because I think like Minority Report was based on a short story. Maybe
I never read that.
You never seen Minority Report?
No, I've never. I know of it just because like Tom Cruise is in it, but I've never seen it or read it or played the video game. And I know the video game is not good.
I have the video game. It's probably within reach. I watched the movie twice in the theater, so like that's how much I liked it. I don't know if it holds up. I know this game does not hold up. Everybody does run from this game.
That would be a good game to do for the YouTube series.
Talking normally, like books are pretty long, and you don't have to, like flesh out too much of it. But like they actually made a Ubix PlayStation and PC game. And I was watching some of that, and it did not look like it was fun to play. But like they tried to like flesh out and add more stuff that just was not in the book because they had to turn it into a game somehow.
I didn't know that existed. This was developed by Treyarch, by the way.
Call of Duty days, or
So they hit their stride way before Call of Duty.
Yeah. Had to make something look like Tom Cruise, but also not look like Tom Cruise.
I will tell you also that Total Recall video game on the Nintendo Entertainment System is garbage. So, not probably the book's better. Short
is
story.
It better than the remake? Is it a remake or reboot? Probably remake, right?
It's remake. I didn't make it through the remake. I think I fell asleep. But the original Total Recall, like that's still a hot jam.
Yeah, it's the whole time. Seen it.
Three boobs. Yeah. You know.
And then their faces like melting on Mars. Yeah.
Yeah, that always freaked me the fuck out as a kid.
Yeah. And, like, somehow they recover from that. I don't know. Like they. I think he'd be dead.
Yeah, you would think. Okay. Well, I guess that's probably it. I can't really think of anything else going on. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got no walk-ons. That's everything for me.
If 99 overall, if that does happen, is that the highest rated video game ever?
I would have to be, right?
I thought something. Yeah, it probably was. Let's go ahead and do this.
98?
Highest rated. Yeah, I'm pretty sure something had a 98. Metacritic games. Best video games of all time. Okay, what do you think? Whoa, okay, something has 99. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Mario. You'll find out next time on the Level Up Podcast.
Perfect. And scene.
Luigi's Mansion.
Number one is Ocarina of Time, or Ocarina, whatever you call it, with a 99. Wow. But here's, you know, here's where it's real to me. You know, 98, you got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Oh, like that? God. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That's
yep.
right.
There it is. There it is.
Okay, but hey, we'll just, number three, I don't know if everyone's going to agree with this. Maybe it's the time. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's the time. In 2008, when this came out, 98, I don't know.
Sure.
Grand Theft Auto 4? No?
I liked it. I think that's...
I hated GTA 4, so...
It didn't have the goofy, all the goofy stuff, or like 3 did, so...
Yeah, did not care for GTA 4, personally. Didn't like Nico as a character. Thought he was a bad character.
The other game that's a 98, Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast. There you go.
Wow.
I've never played.
Me either.
You want to know what the lowest game is?
Sure.
Let's do this. If you want. Let's go. Lowest Metacritic. Worst video games of all time according to Metacritic.
Okay.
I don't need. Well, what's the score? Come on.
Did not have enough views.
All of the hoops you must jump through.
Oh, there's the score. Well, this is going to be lower than that. Okay, now we're going... one of them is Alone in the Dark Illumination, which I don't even know what that is.
God.
What the fuck?
On PC.
No idea.
Yeah. They tried to bring it back. Failed.
Oh, man. Okay, is this the worst? The worst game, according to Metacritic, ever. I own it.
Of course you do.
It's a Wii U game. It is Family
Party. Yeah, you have to.
Family Party, 30 Great Games, Obstacle Arcade. I don't remember owning that, but I must.
Yeah, it's probably wrapped. Probably sealed.
I own something with 30. It's got 30 Great Games in the title, but I couldn't have told you what the rest of the title was. Okay.
I mean, can you say that on your box? Say that they are 30 great games and then have the lowest rating of all time.
The games individually are great. As a box set, terrible.
Can you name your video game best video game ever?
That would be
game 99 overall video game.
Right. I'm sure someone's made a bloatware game that says that.
That's a good idea.
99 you know on Metacritic.
Weird. Yeah.
I also own the second worst game of all time.
Jesus Christ.
And I've finished it twice. What do you think it is?
Terminator.
It's right to hell.
No. 16 out of 100. Oh,
God damn it. Yeah.
Terminator ain't no 16.
I was just kidding. I just said you finished it twice.
It's probably like a 60.
Yeah, probably so.
I don't know.
Terminator games probably be like a cult classic.
Yeah,
if it
probably.
If isn't already.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is in my heart. It's not a cult classic, it's a classic.
It's the classic, it's the only classic.
RoboCop's going to be the same way.
I mean, other people might call it a hidden gem, but...
nothing hidden here.
Metal Jesus did not comment when I told him that Skyrim was a hidden gem according to the Nintendo eShop.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
He's missing out.
Oh, well.
Him and Reggie can find those.
Yeah.
Don't infringe on his gimmick here.
So, I mean, you know, it's Nintendo's fault.
Yeah,
they
didn't know.
They put that special Link or Zelda armor or whatever in Skyrim.
Like, what is this game that influenced our Zelda game? It must be.
What is this death of the rim? Okay, I guess that's it. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Good riddance to us.